This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have come to claim the inheritance of health, wealth and happiness from the Father. Only by following godly directions can you receive this inheritance from the Father. Question. What method has the Father shown all of you children for you to become conquerors of sinful thoughts? Answer. In order to become conquerors of sinful thoughts, consider yourselves to be souls and look at others with the vision of brotherhood. When you look at bodies, sinful thoughts come. Therefore look at souls, your brothers, in the centre of their foreheads. If you wish to become pure, then make this vision strong. Constantly remember the Purifier Father. Your rust will only be removed by having remembrance. The mercury of your happiness will then rise, and you will gain victory over sinful thoughts. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks to his Saligrams. Since God Shiva speaks, he must definitely have a body, because this is how he is able to speak. A mouth is definitely needed in order to speak. Similarly, those who listen also need ears. A soul needs ears and a mouth. You children are now receiving godly directions, which are called the directions of Rama. The others are following the directions of Ravan. There are godly directions and devilish directions. Godly directions last for half a cycle. The Father gives you godly directions and makes you into deities, and those same directions then last throughout the golden and silver ages. There they take fewer births because they are yogi people. In the copper and iron ages, there are the directions of Ravan, where there are many births. They are bogi people, those who indulge in sensual pleasures. This is why their lifespans are short. Their community is very big and they become very unhappy. Those who were following the directions of Rama then unite with those who follow the directions of Ravan, and so the whole world becomes that of those who follow the directions of Ravan. The Father then comes and gives everyone the directions of Rama. In the Golden Age, there are the directions of Rama, godly directions. That is called heaven. By your receiving godly directions, heaven is established for half a cycle. When that finishes, it becomes the kingdom of Ravan, where there are those called the ones who follow devilish directions. Now each of you should ask yourself, what was I doing following devilish directions? And what am I doing following godly directions? Previously, it was as though you were residents of hell. You are now becoming the residents of heaven in Shivalay, the temple of Shiva. The golden and silver ages are called Shivalay. With whoever's name an establishment takes place, that place would be named after that one. So it is Shivalay where the deities reside. Only the Father, the Creator, explains these things to you. You children also understand what he creates. The whole of creation calls out to him at this time, O Purifier, O Liberator, the one who liberates us from the kingdom of Ravana and from sorrow. You now know about happiness and this is why you understand this to be sorrow. Otherwise, many people don't consider this to be sorrow. Just as the Father is knowledgeful and the seed of the human world, in the same way you also become knowledgeful. A seed has the knowledge of the tree, but that is non-living. If it were living, it would tell you. You belong to the living tree, and this is why you also know the tree. The Father is called the seed of the human world, the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. No one knows how this tree grows and how it is then sustained. It isn't that a new tree grows. The Father has explained that the human beings of the old tree call out, "Come and liberate us from Ravan." Because it is the kingdom of Ravan at this time. People neither know the Creator nor the creation. The Father himself tells you that he only creates heaven once. After heaven, it then becomes hell. When Ravan comes, people go on the path of sin. In the Golden Age, there was everything. There was health, wealth, and happiness. You have now come here to claim the inheritance of health, wealth, and happiness from the Father, because there is never any sorrow in heaven. It is in your hearts that you make effort every cycle at this most auspicious confluence age. Its name is so good. No other age can be called the most elevated. In those ages, you continue to come down the ladder. You call out to the Father, and you also surrender to him. However, you don't know when the Father will come. People call out, "O God, liberate us and become our guide." If he becomes the liberator, he definitely has to come here. Then he has to become the guide and take us back home. The Father is seeing you after many days, and so he is very happy. Those are limited fathers, whereas this one is the unlimited Father. Baba is the Creator. Whatever he creates, he then also sustains. You have to take rebirth. Some have 10 children, some have 12 children. But all of that is limited happiness, which is like the droppings of a crow. They become Tamopratan. You have very little happiness in your Tamopratan stage. When you become Satopratan, you have a lot of happiness. The Father comes and tells you the way to become Satopratan. The Father is called the Almighty Authority. People think that God is the Almighty Authority and that he can do whatever he wants, that he can even revive the dead. Someone once wrote, "If you are God, then show it by making this fly come alive." They ask many such questions. The Father gives you strength with which you conquer Ravan. From being like monkeys, you become worthy of being in a temple. They have then made up such stories. In fact, all of you are Sitas, devotees. All of you have been liberated from Ravan. You can never receive happiness from Ravan. At this time, all are in the jail of Ravan. It would not be said that you are in the jail of Rama. Rama comes to liberate you from the jail of Ravan. They create a Ravan with 10 heads. They have shown him with 20 arms. The Father has explained that 5 vices are of the male and 5 vices of the female. That is called the kingdom of Ravan or the kingdom of Maya in the form of five vices. It would not be said this one has a lot of Maya, wealth, or that he has the intoxication of Maya. No, wealth is not Maya. Wealth is called prosperity. You children receive a lot of prosperity, etc. You don't need to ask for anything because this is a study. Would one need to ask for anything in a study? Whatever the teacher teaches, the student would study that. The more you study, the more you will receive. There is no question of asking for anything. Purity is also needed in this. Look how much value even one word has. Multi-millions. Recognize the Father and remember him. The Father has given you recognition. Just as a soul is a point, in the same way, I am also a soul, a point. He is ever pure. He is the ocean of peace, knowledge and purity. There is praise of just the one. They all have their own positions. They have made a play showing God in every particle. Those who have seen the play would know about this. Baba tells the Mahavira children, you may go anywhere. You should just see everything as detached observers. You children are now establishing the kingdom of Rama and finishing the kingdom of Ravan. This is something unlimited. They have created limited stories. You are the Shiv Shakti army. Shiva is the Almighty. You are the army of Shiva who take power from Shiva. Those people have then given the name Shiv Sena, a political party. What should your name be? You have been named Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. All are the children of Shiva. Souls of the whole world are his children. You receive power from Shiva. Shiv Baba teaches you this knowledge, through which you receive so much power that you rule the whole world for half a cycle. Your power is of yoga, whereas their power is physical. The ancient Raj Yoga of Bharat has been remembered. People want to learn the ancient yoga of Bharat through which paradise was established. They say that so many years before Christ there was paradise. How was that created? With yoga. You are the sannyasis who belong to the family path. Those people leave their homes and families and go into the jungles. According to the drama, each one has received his own part. Such a tiny soul has such a big part. This can only be called nature. The Father is ever powerful and golden-aged. You are now receiving power from him. This drama has been created. It isn't that he is brighter than a thousand suns. Whatever their devotional feelings for God are, that is the vision with which they see him. Their eyes become red. Stop it, I cannot tolerate it any more. The Father says, all of those are the sanskars of the path of devotion. This is the knowledge that you have to study. The Father is also the teacher. He is teaching you. He tells us, you have to become Satyabhritan from Tamabhritan. Baba has explained, hear no evil, ... People don't know who said this. Previously, they used to show an image of monkeys. Now they continue to show this in an image of human beings. Baba had a photo made of daughter Nalini. People have so much intoxication of devotion. It is the kingdom of devotion. It is now becoming the kingdom of knowledge. There is a difference. You children know that there truly is a lot of happiness through this knowledge. Then, on the path of devotion, you continue to come down the ladder. We first go to the golden age, and then we come down like a louse. In 1,250 years, we only become 2 degrees less. There is the example of the moon. The moon is eclipsed. The degrees continue to decrease, and then gradually they increase and become 16 celestial degrees full. That is a temporary matter. This is an unlimited matter. At this time, there are the omens of Rahu over everyone. The highest omens are those of Jupiter. The lowest omens are the omens of Rahu, and they make you completely bankrupt. We climb up with the omens of Jupiter. Those people do not know the unlimited Father. There are now the omens of Rahu over everyone. Only you know this. No one else knows it. It is the omens of Rahu that make you insolvent. You become solvent with the omens of Jupiter. Barrett was so solvent. There was just the one Barrett. In the Golden Age, there is the kingdom of Rama, the pure kingdom that is praised. Those of the impure kingdom sing, "We are without virtues, we have no virtues." They have established an organization that is called Nirgun, without virtue. In fact, the whole world is an organization without virtues. It is not a question of just one. Children are always said to be great souls. You then say they don't have any virtues. It is everyone in the whole world who are experiencing the omens of Rahu because they have no virtues. The Father now says, make a donation and the omens of the eclipse can be removed. Everyone now has to return home. Each of you has to renounce your body and all bodily religions. Have the faith that you are a soul. You now have to return home. Because of not being pure, no one can return home. The Father is now showing you the way to become pure. Remember the unlimited Father. Some say, Baba, we forget. The Father says, sweet children, if you forget the purifier Father, how would you become pure? Just think about what you are saying. Even animals would never say they forget their Father. What are you saying? I am your unlimited Father. You have to come to claim your unlimited inheritance. Only when the incorporeal Father comes into the corporeal can he teach you. The Father has now entered this one. Together we are Bapdada. The souls of both are in the centre of this forehead. When you say Bapdada, there must definitely be both souls, Shiv Baba and the Brahma soul. All of you have become Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You receive this knowledge, and so you know that you are brothers. Then you become brothers and sisters through Prajapita Brahma. This remembrance has to be very firm. However, Baba sees that there is the pull of name and form even between brothers and sisters. Many have sinful thoughts. It is because you see bodies that you have sinful thoughts. The Father now says, consider yourselves to be souls and look at others with the vision of brotherhood. All souls are brothers. If they are brothers, there definitely has to be the Father. Everyone has the one Father. Everyone remembers the Father. The Father now says, if you want to become Satipratthana, constantly remember me alone. The more you remember me, the more rust will be removed. Your mercury of happiness will then rise, and you will feel that pull, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Pay full attention to this study and make yourself prosperous. Do not ask for anything. Become a multi-millionaire by having remembrance of the One Father and by imbibing purity. 2. In order to be liberated from the omens of Rahu, donate the vices. Hear no evil, ... Forget from your intellect the things that brought you down the ladder and made you become without virtue. Blessing. May you be humble and therefore great. And with your mantra of you first, you will receive respect from everyone. Constantly remember this great mantra. Those who are humble are great in every way. To say you first is the basis of receiving respect from everyone. Constantly keep this mantra with you in the form of a blessing and become great. By being sustained with blessings, you will be able to fly to your destination. When you do not use your blessings, you have to work hard. If you continue to be sustained with blessings, and you continue to use your blessings in the task, any hard work will finish, and you will then continue to experience constant success and contentment. Slogan. In order to serve with your appearance, let your smiling, entertaining and mature form emerge. Om Shanti.